This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Buckle up, Buffalo. It's Stefan Mihailu in the big leather chair at WBEN Studios. I am Stefan Mihailu, filling in for the great Tom Bowerly, who was here in Buffalo for the big SPCA Radiothon. What a great organization the SPCA is. They're great advocates for animals. I got to be honest with you, I'm not an animal person. I'm really not. God bless America. My poor wife, literally yesterday, I was just telling our producer, Tanner Saunders. I'll thank Tanner in advance. Tanner, thank you very much for being in the booth today.
Of course, my pleasure.
We'll see after 2 hours if it's your pleasure or not. But yeah, my wife's dog just passed away. Buried the dog yesterday. Amazing dog, Bella. That's how my wife Tanner knew that I was the one, because Bella was so sweet to me. And actually, we didn't like bite my leg when I came over to the house for the first time. But yes, that's how we spent our day yesterday. Want to start the show on an upbeat note, saying yes, I buried my wife's dog in the backyard Dumbo yesterday. Yay me. But the SPCA is an amazing organization. God bless them. Support them as often as possible. Thank in advance Tanner Saunders for producing the next 2 hours of amazing, incredible, and riveting radio. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a big one. I mean, Tom Bowerly, big shoes to fill, but I'm going to try my level best here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's get through some housekeeping right away. If you want to be on the air, the phone number to call, 716-803-0930. 716-803-0930. Star 930 to call in, also on your cell phone, star 930. And if you want to text me, you can text the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It is the same number to call in on, 716-803-0930. 0930. That is the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. I don't know, Tanner. I'm a little nervous. I walk in here, I turn on the text board, and here's the first ones that I see. Glazed ham with pineapple, home sauce with homemade ravioli, cucciarati, Italian fig cookies. It sounds like you never cooked in your life, and it smells like roasted nuts in the mall. This is a family show, correct, Tanner?
Might be tough now. Everybody's got food on their mind.
Well, so. They're talking about roasted nuts in the mall. That's the text board. That's what I literally walk into. after Joe Beamer hosts the show. And Joe Beamer, great family man. He loves his children. Just a great husband, great family man. Tanner, I walked into the parking lot, and it was strange. He mentioned that he had to drop off his son at his mom's house, but I saw his son in the parking lot sitting in the car. I mean, he had the windows rolled up and he had the radio on. So, like, is that bad when you leave your... I mean, my kids are in the car right now. Is that bad?
I mean, as long as they're well taken care of, you got the heat on, maybe flip down the... if your car is advanced enough, a lot of them have the screens now so you can watch a movie or stream whatever you like. As long as they're well taken care of and they're not at risk of contracting frostbite or anything of that nature, I'd say you're good.
Okay. Was that out loud where I said my kids are in the car right now? Did I verbalize that?
I'll hit the dump button on that. Okay, nobody will have to know about that.
Yeah, we don't need social services at the house again, Mark Poloncarz. Thank you very little. We've got a great show. I'm really excited about this one because there is a near and dear old friend who I used to work for that's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour on the drive home, and that is former Congressman Chris Collins. Chris is one of the favorite bosses that I've ever worked for, a great man. He served our county as the Erie County Executive. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. Tanner, how many politicians do you know of that actually do that, that actually deliver on the promises that they make?
I could probably count them all on one hand.
And one of them is Chris Collins, right there. He's the number one finger, not the one in the middle, Tanner. When Chris Collins was our Erie County Executive, I worked for him then. I worked on the political operation for Chris, worked on his numerous campaigns for Congress. As a matter of fact, when I ran for Erie County Comptroller in 2012, that is when Chris Collins actually defeated the worst governor in America, Kathy Hochul, who was then a member of Congress. And Chris Collins was one of only three members of Congress who defeated an incumbent member. And voters in then New York 27 gave Kathy Hochul the boot. They were very smart and they had wisdom in their ways. But yeah, Chris and I ran together. I ran for county comptroller in 2012 and was successful. Our team was the first Republicans to win countywide in 40 years, in four decades. And it was actually the night where I ran into now my wife, Ashley, was on election night that night. She probably every day that ends in Y wishes she didn't, but she did. And lo and behold, she married me. We have three kids, and that's another story for another day. So yeah, Chris Collins is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. He has a new book out, and he's going to talk about exactly why he wrote this book, exactly why he put pen to paper, and you're going to be able to purchase that book on the Amazon machine. But we'll talk about with that at Chris Collins in the 5 o'clock hour. At 4:30, you're going to want to listen to this one too. Your friend and mine, New York State Senator George Borrello, he's going to be on the air because there is a bombshell, and Tom Puckett and the News Radio 930 team has been talking about this one all day. Secretary Sean Duffy in Washington dropped a big bomb on New York State, talking about the fact that illegal immigrants in New York State, thanks to the worst governor in America, Kathy Hochul, is giving a lot of these illegal immigrants CDL driver's licenses. Not just driver's licenses to get in the car and go from point to A to B. We're talking a CDL license. Illegal immigrants, many of whom cannot even read the English language. They don't know what road signs are. And they're getting behind the wheel of a massive piece of machinery on the New York State Thruway. And they are driving around your family. They're putting your kids at risk, your families at risk. So George Borrello, the New York State Senator, he's going to join us at 4:30. To talk about the fact that, again, Sean Duffy, who is in President Trump's cabinet, is saying that if New York, he believes there's at least 32,000 expired CDL licenses in New York State. That is scary. And a lot of those, according to the Trump administration, a lot of those individuals who have a CDL license are illegal immigrants. It just drives me bonkers. My Dida, my Ukrainian grandfather, my Baba, my Ukrainian grandmother. I actually just found the paperwork very recently, actually, where they were in a displaced persons camp after the war. They came to America the right way. They were in a labor camp after the war, and eventually it took them forever to be able to come to the United States, and they came here the right way. my family came here the right way. And I actually found the paperwork where it listed their occupations, families, and it took them a long time to get to the United States of America, but they came here the right way. They eventually, my Baba eventually became a citizen. And it was great when she did, because my Baba, my grandmother, Ukrainian grandmother, she did not speak a word of English for the most part. I mean, she knew the letters B-I-N-G-O really well and the numbers 1 through 75. That was the extent of my Ukrainian grandmother's English, and she knew that down pat. And I remember asking a friend of mine in immigration when she was taking the test to become a United States citizen. And they said, oh, don't worry about it. If she does not know English, it's all good in the hood. We're basically going to give her a verbal exam. Who's the president? Who's the vice president? And that was pretty much it. So I remember talking to her and saying, Baba, and kind of quizzing her before she became a citizen. I go, Baba, who's the president? At the time, it was George Bush. And she says, Yandus Nayo, I don't know. I'm like, oh boy, we're in trouble. So I said, all right, it's Bush. And she goes, Bush. I'm like, all right, one for two. You're halfway there, Baba. And I said, okay, who's the vice president? And she said, again, Yandus Nayo, I don't know. And I said, okay, at the time, we had a relative whose name was like Jenny. And I said, okay, Dick Cheney was the vice president. I said, Baba, when they ask you who's the vice president, just say Jenny. She's like, a Jenny. I'm like, perfect. Welcome to America. You're going to be a citizen. But my grandparents and my Ukrainian family came here the right way. And here you've got illegal immigrants in New York State who live better than most of us do. They've got better health insurance, furniture paid for by the government. And I wholeheartedly, as the son of legal immigrants, I support legal immigration in New York State. God bless America. We're the melting pot. What I cannot support are illegal immigrants who either cross the border, get on a raft, come here the wrong way, and then basically live not only off of the system and off of taxpayer dollars, where they are living high in the hog here in the People's Republic of New York. Even worse, many of them are committing crimes across New York State. They are killers. They are rapists. Here in Cheektowaga, we saw an illegal immigrant who was arrested and accused of raping a woman in front of her child. Another one accused of sexual assault of a hotel worker. That's Kathy Hochul's New York. The worst governor in America, her first executive order was welcoming illegal immigrants and cementing New York State as a sanctuary state. So we're going to catch up with New York State Senator George Borrello about that huge issue. That's going to be coming up very shortly at 4:30. Again, the phone number, if you want to call in and be on the show, 716-803-0930, *930 on your cell phone. And if you want to text me at the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, it's the same number that you can call in on, 716-803-0930. Wow, that text board is blowing up. Let's read actually a couple of them. Stefan, why aren't the employers who hire them prosecuted? That's Joe W. from Kenmore. That's a really good question. You know what, Joe? There are incredible American companies that should be hiring Americans. I agree 1,000%. That's a really good point. Not just the people who come here illegally, but the people who put them on the payroll. They wouldn't have jobs if legit American businesses didn't hire illegal immigrants. It's bananas. And then we have another one. We've got Frank from Holland. Stefan, do you believe there's such a thing as political retribution from Mark Poloncarz? I have no idea. But you know what? If the guy wants to come on the radio, the number is 716-803-0930. So, Trevor, we got some sound we're going to play very shortly now, clips one and two. We mentioned Kathy Hochul being the worst governor in America, and Joe Beamer had mentioned that she was actually here in Erie County. She was very close to the WBEN studios, and I am shocked. I'm absolutely puzzled, confounded, confused on why she did not come here and sit with me live on the show. Trevor, any idea why the worst governor in America, Kathy Hochul, why she would not actually come on the show with me? Is it yours truly? Is it because I'm the director of rapid response for the next governor, Elise Stefanik, or that I'm Republican, or that it's BEN? What do you think, buddy? Why didn't she come here?
Yeah, that could be. Maybe she feels threatened, or she could have taken a wrong turn at the four-way intersection there, Maple and Sweet Home, for all I know. But no, I'm more inclined to believe she's threatened. She's not confident enough in what she believes to have her feet put to the fire and have to answer for some of that stuff from people that disagree with her.
I think she's going to a wing place here on Niagara Falls Boulevard and ordering with a ranch dressing. But we do have sound from her visit here in Erie County. I want to play clip number one because, folks, it's about Kathy Hochul's gas stove ban, her ban of natural gas. She's kicking the can on it until after the election. And mark my words, folks, she is going to ban gas stoves once the election is over. But listen, clip one to her lame excuse of why she's kicking the can on it right now.
The state pushed back the all-electric movement and the energy shift. Just your thoughts in terms of that decision and just kind of where things go with that.
Well, that's because we're in litigation over that. I mean, that was something that when people take us to court, it stops programs until and policies until they're settled. And so I'm very proud of my environmental record.
Absolutely shocking that for the first time, the worst governor in America actually told the truth. Because if you remember, Trevor, she actually kicked the can on congestion pricing until after an election. Did not want to get hammered on that, kicked the can on it. And so that's exactly what she's doing now. But there was a moment of clarity for Hochul where she actually admitted that New York is unaffordable on her watch. Let's play clip two, please.
Utility bills in this state are more excessive than they should be.
The cost of car insurance in New York, there are ads, I think, running here in Western New York, sort of pointing that out, where that stands amongst the country. What can you do as governor? What can the state do to take a hard look at how expensive that is and how that can that help New Yorkers here?
No, they're shockingly high. I mean, the cost of car insurance, and it's critical. Your car is your lifeline to your job and to your education and to your medical help if you're sick. You know, there are other parts of our state where they have more public transportation available. But upstate New York, and I know, your car is your lifeline. But to have costs that are so prohibitive now for families, where your costing your child care costs are up and your utility bills are up, and to have our car insurance bills so high, it's all directly related to the insurance premiums put on New York State because of very high litigation costs. I mean, that is a huge driver here, more than other states. So I will tell you this. This is something I'm looking very seriously at in the next session of the legislature and in my state of state address. So I hear the cries for help and relief for family and businesses and people in the trucking industry. These are real concerns, and I'm very attuned to them right now.
They could not end that press conference fast enough where Kathy Hochul just said New York State was unaffordable on her watch. I watched it live and they're like, thank you, Governor. Whoop, right off the stage. All right, folks, coming up again at the 4:30 break, we're going to have New York State Senator George Borrello on with us. The number to call in, 716-803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. If you want to text me at the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, same number, 803-0930. I am Stefan Mihailu in the big chair, in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Producer Tanner Saunders, how did you know, and there is no shame in my game, that I'm a huge Dave Matthews fan? I think you may have remembered from the show before, Tanner. Is that correct?
Actually, Beamer gave me a tip on that one. Joe Beamer tipped me off on that one some time ago. You and one of the financial guys were doing a show together. It was the day that bus crash happened, yeah, a little bit east of us. And he said, if you're curious about bumps to play for Stefan, he's a huge Dave Matthews Band fan. So I had to file that one away. I always like to keep tabs on what our hosts and our fill-in hosts like for music.
All right. Well, Tanner Saunders, you're getting a promotion. It's settled. It's settled. You're producing for Stefan Mihailu here on News Radio 930 WBEN, filling in for Tom Bowerly. Let's go to the phones right now. We got Jim on a cell phone who wants to talk about Hochul putting a pause on her gas stove ban. Jim, you are live on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Thank you, Stefan. And by the way, we know each other. You still owe me a case of beer from a Republican roundtable for questioning Hartwick.
I thought it was you and I were chained together at the Holding Center for the overdue library book. Is that not it, Jim?
That's not it, but I'll be quick because I know you have a guest coming on. So Kathy Hochul blames litigation, and it's complete BS because there was no stay in place on that lawsuit until the state agreed to it. So the lawsuit was progressing at the normal pace, and you know I'm a lawyer, and it was going to be decided quickly, except the state agreed to a stay, so they had a scapegoat to kick the can down the road. That's number one. Number two, the reason insurance is so high in New York State is because of Labor Law 240. She knows that, but the unions have her in their pocket, so that will never change, and that's why people are leaving New York in droves.
Tanner, you've got to get Jim's cell phone because I do owe him a case of beer for asking Kevin Hartwick a very tough question at a roundtable. Jim, it's really good to hear from your brother. Hope all is well.
My pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Jim. So Tom Puckett's been reporting this story on WBEN, and WBEN's been on the story all day long. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is basically threatening New York State and saying, look, if you don't clean up your CDL licenses, many of whom are given to illegal immigrants, they're going to withdraw more than 70. I mean, we're talking major money that they're going to withdraw from New York State. So let's actually listen to Sean Duffy and what he said about the People's Republic of New York and CDL licenses.
As we've done this nationwide audit, we found the worst offender, which is the state of New York. 53% of New York's non-domiciled CDLs were issued unlawfully or illegally. Now, what New York does is, if an applicant comes in and they have a work authorization for 30 days, 60 days, 1 year, New York automatically issues them an 8-year commercial driver's license. That's contrary to the law. That's one offense. But we also found that New York many times won't even verify whether they have a work authorization, they have a visa, or they're in the country legally. So they're just giving 8-year commercial driver's licenses to people who are coming through their DMV and sending them out on American roadways. And again, they're endangering the lives of American families.
Absolutely bananas at the feds. They're giving New York 30 days to clean it up, or they're going to basically withhold $73 million in funds. Here to talk about it, New York State Senator George Borrello, a dear friend and an amazing legislator who puts in the good fight every day for the people of New York State. Senator Borrello, it's good to have you here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, it's great to be on with you. Thank you for having me on.
So, Senator Borrello, just your initial thoughts of the Trump administration telling New York State and the worst governor in America, Kathy Hochul, hey, stop giving CDLs to illegals, stop having more than 32,000 expired CDLs, or you're going to lose potentially $73 million.
Well, look, this is shocking but not surprising. We saw, you know, a little hint of this a few months ago when you heard the Out West, that I believe it was Montana, had pulled over a New York truck driver with a license plate that read "No name given." You know, this is what happens. You're here in New York State. You know, talk to anybody that's got their driver's license, a legal resident of New York State, and you know, you've got a lot of paperwork to present and everything you've got to do. If you want an enhanced license, it's even more. But yet, we are giving people that are not citizens of this state or this country these CDL licenses to drive, you know, 80,000-pound rigs barreling down the roads, the highways of our streets and roads and highways across the country to achieve a radical political agenda. That's what this is about. And Kathy Hochul knows this is going on. She's turned a blind eye. And now that the federal government has caught her, what is she saying? Oh, it's a lie. Oh, there, you know, this is a federal jurisdiction. You are violating federal law, Kathy Hochul, in order to satisfy the most radical elements of your party, and you are putting lives in danger by doing so. It's absolutely outrageous. It's disgusting. And they need to do what California did. Immediately, Gavin Newsom, you know, the guy that rattles his saber more about Donald Trump than anyone else, once he got caught, they immediately revoked over 17,000 CDL licenses because they knew they got caught red-handed with this deadly political game.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Senator Borrello, because I distinctly remember there was, I believe the governor was in Kansas, put out a tweet and he showed the license of an illegal immigrant in New York with a CDL and it said no name. And the mainstream media and the worst governor in America, Kathy Hochul, said, no, that's not true. We don't give illegal citizens, illegal immigrants, a CDL driver's license. And then a week later, sure enough, boom, they do. So is this just a repeated pattern from the Hochul administration of just not coming clean with New Yorkers and just dodging and ducking and deflecting?
Absolutely. You know, and she does this again and again and again, whether it's to satisfy her donors with the corrupt giveaways and pay to play schemes that we've seen out of Albany, or in this case, to satisfy the radical leftists in New York City that think this is a good idea. But here's what people have to understand. I mean, we've seen tragedies on our roads. Another one just happened recently. People that have died because of these dangerously inexperienced and incompetent drivers that somehow got a CDL license from New York State. But this is part of their radical social justice agenda. And we are all just acceptable losses. We are casualties that they are okay with to achieve their goals. This social justice war of theirs that they are they are waging on common sense taxpaying New Yorkers. And Kathy Hochul and everyone else that has allowed this to happen has blood on their hands.
So, Senator Borrello, this is Senator George Borrello, live on News Radio 930 WBEN. Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly. Senator, what's going to happen next? Because it appears that the Trump administration is really cracking the whip and saying you got 30 days to clean this up. No CDL licenses for illegal immigrants. And you actually have to make sure that these individuals are not driving with an expired CDL license. So what do you think is going to happen within the next 30 days, or what should happen in the next 30 days?
Well, I suspect if today is any example that they are going to, to lie and rattle their saber. But I hope she picks up the phone and calls her slick buddy over in California, Gavin Newsom, and consults with him, because he immediately complied. That tells you how egregious this is, when a guy like Gavin Newsom didn't even fight back, who said, "You're right, here we are, we're going to revoke 17,000 licenses." Look, there is no acceptable losses here, okay? You cannot justify. I saw a comment on social media where they said, "Well, this is to fill the gap in drivers, commercial driver's licenses and commercial truck drivers that we have on our roads." No, you do not give to someone who's incompetent. I would ask that person, would you get on an airplane with someone who hasn't been trained to be a pilot to fly the plane because we're short on pilots? Of course not. So they're going to make up a lot of lame excuses. They're going to lie, and they're going to try to blame Donald Trump, blame Republicans, and blame whoever they can. But they need to revoke these licenses. This is not a political issue. It is a public safety issue. And too often we see Governor Hochul and the Democrats in charge in Albany that are more than willing to sacrifice public safety to achieve a political end. This has got to stop. And it has to start with them revoking those licenses immediately.
And Senator Borello, Kathy Hochul was in Erie County. She was in our neck of the woods. And there were two questions I want to ask you and talk to you about, because I thought I almost fell off my chair. They were earth-shattering to the topics. And she went about the natural gas ban, her wanting to ban gas stoves, and Hochul blaming that there was a lawsuit, we have to kick the can on it, and that's why we're delaying it. You don't buy that for a second, do you?
No, not at all. And your caller, previous caller, was exactly correct. There was no stay in that lawsuit for the appeal. And by the way, in the past, when there hasn't been stays, they continue to enforce whatever ridiculous rule that they put in place. I know this because I've sued the governor myself. And this is absolutely an excuse. And I've been calling this for months. I've been saying that Governor Hochul is going to figure out a way to delay this all-electric buildings mandate, because she knows what a disaster it's going to be. She's heard it from labor unions. She's heard it from energy companies, from the independent system operators. She's heard from developers who said, "We're done. We're not going to build another single-family home or building in New York State if you do this." So she has been trying to figure a way to weasel her way out of this. And instead of just saying what she should have said was, call the legislature back for a special session, let's repeal this ridiculous all-electric buildings mandate, and let's move forward with a common sense energy policy. But instead, she's pretending, she's hiding behind this lawsuit. But whatever, for the moment, it's a temporary victory. But what the people of New York State have to understand, it's just like with congestion pricing in New York City, just like with so many other harmful pieces of legislation, she's going to hit the pause button now, and she's going to run for re-election with her fellow Democrats. And when they win, they're going to hit the play button again. So don't fall for it, folks. Okay. Don't fall for it. We need a serious change in leadership. We need to elect a new governor. Elise Stefanik needs to be our next governor. And we need to restore common sense and balance in Albany. It's the only way we're going to stop this from happening. Lawsuits take too long. And unfortunately, our appellate divisions are corrupt. They are stacked with activist judges. And we lose on appeal because of that. It's about voting out the people that are harming you. That's the only solution.
From your lips to God's ear, Senator, because I'm always very open, honest, and transparent about the fact that I am the Director of Rapid Response for Elise Stefanik, our next governor, so I certainly hope that's the case. But last question for you. Governor Hochul even admitted today, and this is where I almost fell off my chair, that New York was unaffordable, that insurance rates are skyrocketing, childcare skyrocketing. I mean, do you believe that she actually told the truth and said, yeah, New York's unaffordable on my watch?
Well, the bottom line is she's trying to blame other things for this. She's certainly trying to blame tariffs, and she's trying to blame the federal government, federal cuts. So, yes, New York is unaffordable because of bad policies in New York exclusively. You want to know why we have the most expensive car insurance in the country? Because since the imposition of bail reform, carjackings are up 150%. Who pays for that? We pay for that. And Democrats think that whether it's carjackings, whether it's shoplifting, whether it's smash and grabs or burglaries, no problem. No one got harmed. Those are just property crimes, and those people have insurance. Well, that's why insurance is going up, because Democrats think that it's not really a crime worth punishing unless somebody dies. And even then, that's questionable, because look how many cop killers have been released by our radical parole board. So affordability is also tied to public safety and is also tied to the poor quality of life, which is why so many people are leaving New York, a mass exodus, more so than any other state in the nation. We have to change. Her trying to do this whack-a-mole thing about I'm going to address this or that, it's a fundamental corruption and a fundamental lack of responsible governing. That's the real problem.
That is New York State Senator George Borrello live on the Tom Bowerly Show on News Radio 930 WBEN. Senator, it's great to hear from you, and thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir. Merry Christmas. We're not getting a happy holidays. You're getting a Merry Christmas. Folks, if you want to hop on one of our open lines, the phone number is 716-803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone. If you're lazy and just want a taxi, you don't feel like calling and actually picking up the phone and having a conversation like you used to do in the olden days, you feel free to text me on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's the same number you can call in on, 716-803-0930. And as always, Tanner Saunders is our producer on this lovely Friday. We actually do have, this is an interesting one, on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's nice to hear you on the air, Stefan. Why isn't the United Nations helping Ukraine? That is a really good question. Yes, the entire world should be helping in addition to the United States, and the United States has. I mean, look, under the previous president, Ukraine got a bunch of blankets, and President Trump actually provided real missiles and real ammunition for my family's homeland, Ukraine. So that was on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Again, that number is 716-803-0930. I'm Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly. Yeah, getting back to this issue of driver's licenses and illegal immigrants, it is absolutely mind-blowing that in New York State, if you go back, again, I was the county controller, and before Kathy Hochul went to Congress, she was the Erie County Clerk. And I distinctly remember there was a story in the New York Times, because Elliot Spitzer was the governor. Remember that guy? He was interesting, of course, then followed by Andrew Cuomo, two peas in a hyper-political pod right there. But when Kathy Hochul was the Erie County Clerk, she was dead set against giving illegal immigrants a driver's license when she was Erie County Clerk. And then all of a sudden, when she was running in then, it was New York 27, a red meat Republican congressional district, Kathy Hochul got an A rating from the NRA. Kathy, get your gun, an A rating from the NRA. And then all of a sudden, she hitches her wagon to Andrew Cuomo, and all of a sudden then becomes the accidental governor, and then basically bends the knee to all these radical progressives, and now Kami Mamdani in New York City bent the knee to him, endorsed him, I mean, sprinted to endorse Kami Mamdani. But all of a sudden now, she supports giving illegal immigrants a driver's license. It's absolutely bananas to me that you can be here illegally and get a driver's license. Not only a driver's license, but in the People's Republic of New York, you can get a CDL license. I mean, you are driving a piece of heavy machinery with a CDL license. Tanner, I don't know about you, but when I drive, I got my kids in the car, I do get nervous when you're driving around these massive pieces and hunks of metal. And obviously, you need a CDL license to drive one of those. I mean, are you the type of guy that gets nervous driving around these things? I am.
I would say so, and you know, my dad has a CDL. Don't worry, he's not.
He does.
He's not illegal. He's in the country legally. He's a U.S. citizen.
Do I need to call Christy Gnome on your dad?
No, he is a U.S. citizen, so we don't have to worry about that. He's He had to work hard to get his CDL, but no, I've been around been around a CDL driver, so I'm very conscious of that. Because, I mean, with the elements, I mean, how many times have you seen 18-wheelers get blow over on the highway because the winds are so strong? And that's something that's not uncommon up in this area. And plus, you always have to be a defensive driver, so you got to give yourself some space when you're around those because you don't know what the idiots ahead of you are up to. So it's always good to be cognizant around 18-wheelers when you're on the road.
Oh, I drive my wife Ashley crazy because I drive like an old man. I really do. I go the speed limit. I don't gun it. But your dad with a CDL, he had to take tests. Obviously, he's a citizen. He can read and he can see signs, comprehend signs, read signs. Illegal immigrants can't do that. They can't do that. They have no idea what these signs are because many can't read English. So it just blows my mind that in New York State, illegal immigrants can not only get a driver's license, but they can drive these huge, massive machines on New York State roadways. And across the country, there's been tragic circumstances where an illegal immigrant with a CDL license has killed innocent, law-abiding citizens. It's repulsive. Well, on that lovely note, we've got former Congressman Chris Collins coming up at the top of the hour. The number to call in one more time, 716-803-0930. I am Stefan Mihailu, filling in for Tom Bowerly and the Tom Bowerly Show. You're listening to News Radio 930 WBEN. That's right. Chris Collins is the former Erie County executive, a former congressman. And folks, he's going to be a congressman again when he wins a big seat in the Sunshine State, the state of Florida. And he's a paperback writer. Joining us on the live line right now is Chris Collins. He's got a new book out December 16th. You can buy it now, though, called My Remarkable Life. Chris, it is so good to hear from you. How are you?
Stefan, I couldn't be better. And I'm really going to enjoy our conversation today, and hopefully we've got a number of listeners in Western New York who do remember my time as the county executive and also as the congressman, and been now full-time here in Marco Island. Let's see, it's a chilly 75 degrees right now outside, not to rub it in. So, yes, I've got a book, and it's a hardcover, not a paperback. It's on Amazon right now as a pre-sale. It's being released on Tuesday. That's the 16th. So we're kind of giving people an advance discussion of sorts of what's in my 32 chapters.
So what was the impetus, Chris, about writing the book? Why put pen to paper, finger to keyboard, and write My Remarkable Life?
Well, it started with, I've been to hell and back. And, the Department of Injustice, they persecuted, prosecuted, coerced me into pleading guilty to something I wasn't guilty of, but I had to protect my son. And as, my success in the business world, across 22 different companies, most of them in Western New York, certainly Zeptometrics, which did all the COVID work around the world, growing the virus in our level 4 and level 3 laboratories right down on Main Street, and also Audubon Machinery that provided needed oxygen to people around the world. And so I said I need to write a memoir, didn't call it a book, a memoir for my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren someday when they ask, why their life might be a little different than some of their friends. My success will have led to that, and I think they might want to know more about me. Especially the idea that I'm a convicted felon. Like, oh my God, that can't get much worse than that. And so that's why I wrote it. And when my son was released from probation after 3 years, and that was in April of 2023, I said, I can finally step out again, because the judge and the prosecutors were very upset when President Trump pardoned me. And after they spent, the prosecution in the Department of Injustice, the Southern District, spent, I can't tell you how many millions of dollars persecuting and prosecuting me, as well as my son and his future father-in-law. What did they end up with? They got me to go to federal prison for 10 weeks, and I got pardoned. My son was put on probation. His future father-in-law also was put on probation. So they spent all those millions of dollars. That's what they ended up with. I know they were very upset when I got pardoned. And so I had to just stay on the sidelines for the 3 years to make sure they didn't take it out on my son and deny him any kind of early release from what was a 5-year probation sentence. And he was released in April of 23. And that's, I sat down 3 weeks later and said, I'm going to write a memoir. I'm not sure where it's going to go. And that's what I have now that has been turned into a book being distributed by Simon & Schuster. It's the real deal. It's going to be in bookstores. And as I said today, it's on Amazon. I even convinced them to discount it slightly for same-day delivery next Tuesday if any of the listeners want to go on and find My Remarkable Life. Boom, there it is.
Well, I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to Jeff Bezos because I bought the book like last week, so he better give me free shipping on your book, Chris. But you're damn right President Trump should have and did give you a pardon because, Chris, you were one of the first victims of lawfare. Yes, the Department of Injustice went after President Trump, but you were one of the first. You were the ones, and you know, my brother Will, Chris, talks about it all the time whenever your name comes up, because obviously my family knows I'm damn proud to call you a friend, but also my former boss. And my brother Will says all the time, like, this guy's got guts, but he's got character, because you know what? He did what he did to save and protect his son. And that's what a real man does. And that's exactly what you did. And is a lot of that in the book that basically the feds put a gun to your head and said, okay, if you don't, then we're going after your kid, which is despicable and sick.
Here's the thing that I've got a whole, it's 32 chapters. There's a whole chapter on running to be county executive, a whole chapter on being county executive and being the first elected official in the United States to implement Lean Six Sigma business efficiency into a large municipal bankrupt county. Then, you know, the chapter on me running for Congress and defeating Kathy Hochul, our now governor, only election she's ever lost. I spent $1 million. She and her supporters spent $9 million, and I did win. That's all in the book, and certainly the prosecutor, this Jeffrey Berman, wrote his own book. And so my book quotes him. He's the one who said in his book, it's very difficult to prosecute a member of Congress. There's special rules that speak to the seizure of electronic apparatus and files and so forth. And they broke all the rules. And as a result, they never had a case. I never sold stock. I was never accused of selling stock. But on top of that, they did not find one single person who would testify I had shared any information with them. Did I share with my son? I did. But he wasn't going to testify against me. And as I pointed out in my book, there was a trading hall. There was a stock that was traded in Australia, not in the United States, not listed in the United States. And the minute we got the results, there was a trading halt on the stock in Australia where it was traded. No one could sell. The chairman of the board wrote a letter to the judge saying every member of the board shared the information with their families. It was terrible news. The trial had failed. But there was a trading halt. So there was no risk of insider trading and sharing it with our families because no one could trade the stock. What I didn't know, and no one could have expected, I didn't realize my son, who did own stock, had transferred his to the U.S. 2 weeks earlier, knowing the results were coming out, thinking he might sell some stock. I didn't know his fiance had purchased some stock on the NASDAQ off-market pink sheets, and I didn't know her parents had. So when I called my son, it was just to share the bad news, not thinking anything would happen. The next morning, he calls me up and he says, Dad, the stock is trading on NASDAQ, off market, on the pink sheets, and I sold some of my stock, and his fiance sold her stock, a few hundred shares, and so did her parents. At that point, there wasn't a darn thing I could do about it. It was done. And I just said, you know what? We're not going to talk about this. And it happened, and it was, you know, not that. It was what it was. Their case against me fell apart. And so the prosecutor in his book said the congressman had the right to appeal some of the motions that had been denied directly to the Supreme Court. As a member of Congress, the Supreme Court had to hear my appeal, which would have delayed my case 3 years. He admits that in his book, and he said, the assistant U.S. attorney, Damian Williams, came up with a brilliant strategy of separating the congressman from his son, and we would try his son 3 months later, and we knew he would not stay on the sidelines while we prosecuted his son. And in his book, he says, and it worked. The congressman dropped his appeal to the Supreme Court, agreed to plead guilty to one charge of conspiracy to commit insider trading, and we dropped the charges to his son and future father-in-law to one count of a conspiracy for insider trading. And that was the end of it. And then they got probation and I got sentenced. But all of that's in his book. So I quote his own words to show how bad the Southern District Department of Injustice handled my case.
Bunch of scumbags, call them vermin, for doing that to you, knowing that you're a person of incredible integrity and character, that you would bite the bullet, figuratively speaking, and protect your son. I mean, the Department of Injustice going after you, going after President Trump, absolute scumbags for what they did to your family.
The other thing people will find interesting is I did get sent off to federal prison on October 13th of 2020, which was at the worst possible time with COVID. I was 70 years old with asthma and high blood pressure. The Attorney General of the United States had said anyone over age 60 should not be in a federal prison. They should be in home confinement. They directed prisons to release people my age and get them out of harm's way. Instead, when we asked for a delay of 3 months, no one knew where COVID was headed. They denied it because they knew that I might get a pardon, and they wanted me in. So they sent me in at the worst possible time, put my life in jeopardy, knowingly risked my life so that they could say they sent the congressman to prison. Now, that's an interesting chapter in my book. Just people will find it fascinating what that was like. And it was no fun, I can tell you that. But the worst part of it was I did get a pardon on December 22nd, early Christmas present. 3 weeks after I was released, the entire prison camp came down with COVID, 100%. I probably and might have died in prison 3 weeks after I was released if I was still in. And as I put in my book, the judge and the prosecutor knowingly gambled with my life, which is inexcusable, can never be defended.
Well, there are no accidents, to say the least. I mean, the universe always corrects itself, and it's a blessing that President Trump came through very justifiably with that pardon for you, Chris. And I know, Cam, I know your son well, and obviously I know your family well, and thank God things turned out the way it did. But isn't living basically, Chris, like a great life, the best revenge? I mean, you sold your company after, your son got married, you're running for Congress, you've got My Remarkable Life, your new book coming out. I mean, isn't life good that basically your best, and I hate to use the word, Chris, revenge, but is living a damn good life?
Well, it's a comeback, and the fact that it's going to aggravate the prosecutor and the judge no end, because I'm calling them out. They're going to be hard-pressed to when my book is read by their current partners in their law firms or the judge who is still a judge, and somebody said, is this all true? And they hang their heads in shame and go, yes, it is true. We did things we shouldn't have done. Now, that's if they're true men and own up to what they did. But I am running for Congress to represent the hardworking people in Collier County and Lee County. That's Naples, Florida, Marco Island, Florida, Cape Coral, Florida, Fort Myers and Bonita Springs, right on the Gulf of America, and Republican strongholds. So it's a comeback for me to reclaim my reputation. And even just today, I'm a member of the Naples Republican Women's Club. I'm an associate member. 200 women there for their Christmas luncheon. I gave one of my books, free books, to all 200 women there. And, politics in Florida is nothing like politics in New York. And so, I'm traveling around, been very, very well received. There's likely to be 14 people running for this congressional seat. Florida, again, is so different. And it's a winner-take-all state. You don't need 50% to win, and there's no runoffs. So 14 of us running, probably 100,000 votes. That's what always happens. So 15,000 votes out of 100,000 is likely to win the primary on August 18th. And this is a 65-35 Republican district. So whoever wins the Republican primary is going to be the next congressman for what they call Florida 19. And I'm going to go back, and I get take 6 years of seniority with me. They remove one term when you go back. So I served four terms. And when you go back, you do reclaim your past seniority minus the one term. So I'll have 6 years of seniority. That'll get me a better office. But also when it comes to committee assignments, as I'm telling the folks here, I'm the one candidate who has a resume of accomplishments and success, both in the private sector, entrepreneurial, but also the public sector, running a bankrupt county and getting it out of bankruptcy and then going to Congress, having six bills I sponsored passed into law, which is very unusual. So I've got a resume of accomplishment and, you know, if you will, that lets me hit the ground running. Everyone knows of my background with Trump. That's a whole chapter in my book. And I'll be accepted into his inner circle on day one. So that message is resonating. You know, the election's not till August 18th, so we're still almost 9 months away. I'm working hard.
I would love to see liberal heads explode here in Erie County when you become a congressman again. Hey, Chris, we're up against a hard break, but I do have one more question for you, and it's about the worst governor in America, Kathy Hochul. Any words of wisdom? Because, again, I always say, full disclosure, I am on Team Elise. I am her director of rapid response. And any either words of wisdom or just thoughts? Because you beat her in an election. The only election Schaefer's lost was Chris Collins. So any thoughts on defeating Kathy Hochul in 2026 and sending her to the unemployment line?
It's exposing her record. She is, it's hard to say, she's my dummy on steroids. She is the most progressive, anti-taxpayer, anti-gun, anti-Christian values of any politician in the United States of America. And yet we have a lot of Democrats in New York, but a lot of Democrats are there because that was what their families were, but they believe in the American values. They believe that women shouldn't be, or men shouldn't be playing in women's sports. They believe in the rule of law. So it's her record speaks for itself. And I can tell you, having debated her, she gets really aggravated when her record is exposed and she can lose her composure. I did it to her several times. And Elise is as good as it gets when it comes to a debate and knowing the facts. So her record speaks for itself, and I, you know, her popularity now I think is like under 22%. So I do believe Elise is going to defeat her and will be done with Governor Hochul once and for all. But it's her record. Just run against her record. It speaks for itself, and she can't run away from it.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, that's former Congressman and soon to be Congressman again, Chris Collins. My Remarkable Life is the book. Go on the Amazon machine to get it. And Chris, it is a blessing. I love you to death, and it's really good to talk to you again. It's really good to hear from you.
Let's catch up again, Stefan. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to my friends in Western New York.
All right, you got it, Chris. Always good to hear from you. That is former Congressman Chris Collins running for Congress in Florida again. We're up against a hard break. This is Stefan Mihailu filling in for the great radio legend, Tom Bowerly, on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Will It Go Round in Circles? That is originally was Billy Preston, is the original musical genius behind that song, but that version was the Dave Matthews Band live of Will It Go Round in Circles. And yeah, are we going to go round in circles in 2026 with some big elections coming up? But first, this is Stefan Mihailu on News Radio 930 WBEN, filling in for radio legend and icon Tom Bowerly. Now, officially, the producer here at WBEN is Tanner Saunders, and he's the Wizard of Oz. He's also a legend. Does great work and keeps the trains running on time. But my unofficial producer, Tanner, she may actually send you to an unemployment line, because my unofficial producer for this show is my wife, Ashley. She's blown up my phone because apparently on the Instagram machine, breaking news, Tanner, according to Josh Allen's Instagram page, he and his wife are expecting a baby.
That's correct. I can confirm. I mean, if you thought Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's engagement was going to be the biggest announcement of this NFL season, nope, you're mistaken. Yep, Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld are expecting their first child.
And you're hearing it live on News Radio 930 WBEN, in part thanks to Ashley Mihailu, my wife, who sends me all these Instagram reels. Like, she sends me so many messages. Like, I'll go on the Instagram machine because I really don't check. I drive her crazy because she'll send me like reels or video clips about like funny things and being a small business owner, being a mom with young kids at home. I never check. And she just texted me. She had to text me the Instagram clip of Josh Allen announcing he and his wife are pregnant. God bless them. God bless him. Yeah, I think that's bigger news than Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. What do you think?
Oh, for sure. Since it's right in our backyard, it's kind of cool. I mean, we've seen Josh Allen grow up here. I mean, the young kid drafted, 22 years old out of Wyoming. He's blossomed as a football player and as a person here in Buffalo. It's cool to see.
And I don't want to hear everyone tell Josh Allen saying, oh, your life is over. Your wife's going to have a baby. Life changes as you know it. It's never going to be the same. You're going to have to win a Super Bowl and change diapers at 3 a.m. It drives me crazy of people who, at a pregnancy announcement, then just turn it, actually, they turn it into a negative. I am happier than a kid in a candy store. My wife Ashley, at home, we have three young children, Maxim 7, Emmy who's 6, and Victoria who's 3. Being a parent is the most amazing blessing. It's the most amazing, wonderful thing in the world. You cannot even describe what an incredible gift being a father and parent is. And I feel like with my wife Ashley, I literally feel like I win the lottery in the Mega Millions every single day. It's amazing. And those people are technically correct. Oh, you're never going to sleep again. You're never. No, that's factually correct. But there is no greater mission, no greater purpose than being an amazing parent to those kids. Like Maxim, our first. Do you have kids?
I don't.
That you know of. That well, you know of, Tanner, right? Am I right?
I mean, that would be some, considering I've never been intimate with a woman, that would be some shock to me if I had children.
Do not take a 23andMe test. Do not take one. You never know. But I'm telling you, it is just the most amazing. Like, so I'll get back to my son, Maxim. He was born and the kid just never slept for the first few months. And my wife is a social worker. She's the one who said, you know what? We're not doing this whole cry it out thing, because there's a lot of parents, Tanner, they do the cry it out thing. They will literally lock their kids, their babies. And if they're screaming, crying in the middle of the night, they close the door. And they're like, we'll see you at 7 in the morning. Good luck, kid. And I just couldn't do that. So for like literally for months, our son, Maxim, who has got a sensory thing, and for him to sleep, Tanner, he would literally pull my hair. I'm not kidding. He would pull my hair. And that was his attachment. And that's the only way he would sleep. So for like for the first 6 months, he would only sleep with me. I don't know if it was like my smell or my body odor, probably both. But I didn't sleep for 6 months. I'm working a job as she's working. And being there, it's hell. And I never appreciated my mother, God rest her soul, until we had kids. So like, please, folks, if you're going to talk about Josh Allen having a baby, I don't want to hear anything about how, oh, it's going to be over. Your life, you know what? Good. Your life changes in such an amazing, beautiful way when you have kids. And Chris Collins was on before. Like literally prosecutors, I'm not kidding because I used to work for Chris. Prosecutors went to him and said, if you don't plead guilty, if you don't fall on the sword, you are going to jail. And that guy, how many people, he said, you know what? Fine. All right. I'll fall on the sword. I will go to prison to save my son. That's what he did. He literally was like, I'm going to go to jail to save my son. When you're a parent, you will do anything for your kids, anything for your children. Again, Maxim, who's 7, Emmy, who's 6, Victoria, who's 3. I would kill for those three kids, kill for them. And my wife, Ashley, and I'm telling you, I think, Tanner, I'm telling you, I think she lost a drunken wager, or our great-grandparents back in Ukraine like traded goats and she was forced to marry me, because there's no way she willingly said yes to me. There's no way. I got the better half of that equation, Tanner. No question about it. So I'm just going to encourage as many people as possible. To my producer, Ashley Mahiley, thank you for sending me the Josh Allen pregnancy story. It's on the Instagram machine. Josh Allen and his, what's his wife's name?
Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, she's like some famous actress or something?
Yes.
Yeah. So God bless both of them announcing that they're going to have a baby. Hope and pray it's a boy, because, man, girls are a nightmare. Girls are a nightmare. So I just hope and pray and hope and pray it's a boy. So, but yeah, being a parent's amazing. But I want to shift gears a little bit, Tanner. I want to talk to you too, because you grew up in New York State, correct?
Yes, sir.
What neck of the woods are you from?
The Corning Elmira area. My folks actually right now, they live kind of right on the Steuben-Chemung County line, right in between Corning and Elmira. But that's the area I'm from.
Now, I grew up in the East Side. I grew up at William & Fillmore. I'm a Buffalo guy. I grew up in New York State too. And that's why, like, you know, we had the bumpy music coming in. Will it go round in circles? Because 2026, folks, that is going to be the make or break election that is going to save not just New York State, But really this country in 2026, I mean, look to the governor's race. Again, full disclosure, I work for Elise Stefanik, our next governor, and I think Kathy Hochul's the worst governor in America. But this is the last chance that we have, the last chance that we have to save New York. And we even have on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, it was Mark in Niagara Falls. Stefan, the state Republican committee has to get behind Stefanik big time. Agreed, and they already are. But do you feel as though, like, when you get to the point, again, I'm married with kids, I'm not going anywhere. I can't. Like, I'm literally trapped in the People's Republic of New York. I cannot move. I cannot go anywhere because our kids are in a local school district that my wife absolutely adores and worships. It's one of the best districts in the country, or in New York State, I think, in the country, too. We live in a red town, no town tax. I cannot leave. My parents are dead. My in-laws are alive. All of our cousins, all of our aunts and uncles are still in Buffalo. So, like, Tanner, your family is in New York State still. Like, do you ever think, like, I just have to get out of here? There's no way I'm going to stay here.
I do think that sometimes, and it's a shame because I love New York State. I really do, as far as the scenery and the things of that nature. Like, it's a beautiful state. I think the Finger Lakes region and Corning, that's one of the prettiest spots in the entire state. But I just hate its politics and the powers that be in New York State. So I'd love to stay here, but as far as affordability goes, like, I really don't like the whole electrification push. Like, that seems like it's got disaster written all over it. You're telling me that you're going to rely on full electric in a place like Buffalo where, you know, you get something like the blizzard of 22. I mean, as it was, you had almost 50 people die. So then you take gas out of the equation and it's just going to be even bigger disaster on our hands. So just that and affordability, and even my folks, like, they live in New York now, but I remember distinctly a couple weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, my dad and stepmom came up to visit me and we were in the car driving and she said, you know, don't feel like you have to stay in New York State, because as soon as we're done working, we're getting up on out of here as well. So we'll come visit you wherever.
But how sad is that though? Like, literally how sad is that, Tanner? Like, your folks love living here. You talk about how great New York State is. And look, I remember I lived in Syracuse. I went to Syracuse University from 91 to 95. And then my first job was at WSTM-TV in Syracuse. I just remember back then how badly I wanted to come back home and live in Buffalo. And I had job offers all over the country as a young up-and-coming journalist. Could have gone anywhere. I remember I had a job offer in Bakersfield, California, almost went to Alaska, but like, I wanted to come home. And the same thing with like your folks, your dad and your stepmom telling you, hey, if you got to go, you got to just leave, just get out of here. We'll come and visit where you are. And I think of our kids too. I think of our three children who are at home, Maxim, Emmy and Victoria. And like, when they come of age to make that decision of, okay, whether it's a trade school, the military, college, I'm going to tell them, get out of here. You should not in any way, shape, or form stay in the People's Republic of New York under the current leadership right now. You know, Tanner, you mentioned the gas stove ban. I mean, it just blows my mind that in New York State, there is a war on natural gas. And Tanner, you hit the nail on the head. What's going to happen in a blizzard if your house is heated by electric? What's going to happen?
You better hope that the power stays on, that the electric holds through the storm or whatever the case may be, or else you better stock up on plenty of pillows and blankets and have some other folks around the house to share the body heat with.
And it won't, because the power is going to go out and people are going to die. People are going to die in New York, because I'm telling you, and Jim, our my friend and that first caller, hit the nail on the head, that there's going to be a delay tactic with New York State and its war on natural gas and banning gas stoves. But trust me, after the election, it is going to come back in a vengeance. And it's not just gas stoves. They want to ban electric car or gas powered cars in New York State. It's actually going to be the law of the land that at a certain point in time, you're not going to be able to purchase a brand new gas powered vehicle. You have to buy all electric. And it's just the hypocrisy and the Looney Tunes of what is going on in New York State. In 2026, this is going to be a make or break election. Look at locally. You've got Mickey Kearns, who was our Erie County clerk. And if Mickey decides to run again, no idea whether he is or isn't going to, he deserves re-election as our Erie County clerk. Not for nothing, just to have checks and balances between like the extreme radical progressives and left-wing lunatics and other branches of county government. I mean, we got our Sheriff John Garcia, great man, Law and Order Sheriff, love him to death, John Garcia. But I'm telling you, Mickey Kearns, that guy runs a good operation. Even as a customer, anytime I call, I make an appointment with the DMV, he's taking on zombie homes. So locally, Erie County, huge election with Mickey Kearns. If he decides to run again, folks, I would strongly encourage you to cast that ballot for Mickey Kearns. He's done just an incredible job as our Erie County clerk. He deserves re-election. But like, it's a huge election, though. Like, let's go to New York State. You've got the governor's race. I'm telling you, this is the last and best chance to save New York by hiring Elise Stefanik and firing Kathy Hochul, who today admitted there is a massive affordability crisis. Kathy Hochul herself here in Erie County said that New York is unaffordable on her watch. She talked about insurance rates skyrocketing. She talked about the fact that parents can't afford childcare. She said it out loud. She verbalized it. She said it out loud. So, folks, if you are sick and tired, just like I am, of living in the People's Republic of New York, if you're sick of high taxes, if you're sick of skyrocketing insurance rates, there's something you can do about it. Stop voting the same people in. It's like the classic line of insanity. You're banging your head against the wall, and it's doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. It's time to fire Kathy Hochul, get rid of her, and hire Elise Stefanik for purely selfish reasons, because I'm Elise's director of rapid response. So please, hire Elise Stefanik. She's the real deal. But also, too, you look at Congress. It's going to be the midterms. If Democrats win a majority of the House of Representatives, if the Democrats become the majority party, good night, Irene, for Donald Trump. Because, Tanner, don't you think the very first thing the Democrats are going to do, the very first thing they're going to do if they're in the majority party, don't you think they're going to impeach President Trump?
Probably. I mean, we saw that pretty much during the entire Biden term, how they tried to weaponize the justice system to go after him. So once he's out of power, there's no reason to believe they wouldn't do that again.
They're already talking about impeaching RFK, and the Democrats aren't even empowered. And there is a Democratic congresswoman, I think she's running for U.S. Senate. She's saying they want to impeach RFK. So, folks, this is your last chance to save Erie County, to save New York, to save America, to save America. And I don't want to hear that we need, you know, I'm on social media. We don't need keyboard warriors here in Erie County or in New York State or across the country. We don't need people posting on social media. Wrong. We need you to register to vote. Find like-minded, rational, reasonable people who think and believe the way you do and get them registered to vote. Get involved with your local Republican Party. Join the committee. I am on the Town of Elma Republican Committee. Join a Republican committee. Get involved. It's not going to be enough to save our state, to save our country, to save our county that you're posting memes on Facebook. That's not going to cut the mustard. It is a life or death election in 2026. And folks, you've got to get involved. You have to vote. My good buddy Jim Malchewski, he's now going to be a councilman-elect in the Town of Elma. He won his election by 3 votes. By 3 votes. Your votes count. Get involved. It's our last chance to save our county. 2026, it's the last chance to save our state. And it's going to be the last chance we have to save the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. Folks, it's been a blast being with you for the past 30 minutes. I greatly appreciate you spending time with me. I'm Stefan Mihailu, been filling in for Tom Bowerly on the Tom Bowerly Show on News Radio 930 WBEN. I really appreciate Trevor Hauer on traffic. And of course, Tanner Saunders, the man of the hour, the Tower of Power. Thank you very much for producing the show the past 2 hours. Greatly appreciate it.
Of course, and you did a great job today, Stefan. And if you listen to the show at all, you know Tom says that he strives for mediocrity. Well, the show is exceptional today, so you cleared that bar with much room to spare.
And I paid Tanner $20 to say that, folks. You'll get your check is in the mail, spoken like a true former politician. Again, I'm Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WN. Tom Puckett is up next. Do not turn that dial. The man of the hour, the tower of power, Tom Puckett. He's coming up right next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.